There was a flurry of meetings today between Israeli and Palestinian officials following a general strike in the West Bank and Gaza. The strike, the first in 2 years, was called by Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to protest what he called Israel's declaration of war. As NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem, Palestinians are growing increasingly angry at the peace process with Israel and at their leaders who promote it.
Officially, Palestinians say they still support the peace process. Palestinian Cabinet Minister Saeb Erekat.
Our message and President Arafat's message is very clear. Our full commitment to the peace process, it is much more valuable than anything else. We don't know of any other way to give a better life for Palestinians and Israelis in the future.
But on the streets of East Jerusalem, it's another story. Abu Shukri's restaurant in Jerusalem's Old City is usually packed with both Palestinians and tourists enjoying homemade hummus and falafel. But today, after a four-hour general strike ended, the only customers were tourists. Palestinians say they're not in the mood for eating out. Across the narrow, cobbled street, Arif Wazwaz sat on a stool outside his shop. He says Palestinians feel the peace process has not brought them any benefits.
We have no security, we have no trust, we have no peace, we have no feeling, you understand? We have nothing at all that we are not happy at all. We like to go back before the Intifada or to the Intifada.
Going back to the Intifada means going back to violent confrontation with Israel. Wazwaz's friend, Bassem Hamad, says there's growing support for both secular and religious extremist groups such as Hamas.
When the people see there's no solutions, when they see the peace negotiation or even the peace things, it's taking them back round. It's not giving them anything to the front. It's making them more poor and more starving and more hungry. So for sure, the people would look for another solution.
Wazwaz says Palestinians feel Yasser Arafat has made too many concessions to Israel.
Most of the Palestinian people keep saying it's more than enough what you have given to the Israelian. It's enough, enough, enough. So he continue, he keep giving, he's saying okay, okay, okay. Till what? We have nothing.
Palestinian analysts say many Palestinians are frustrated with both the peace process and with Yasser Arafat as the representative of that peace process. A six-month Israeli closure keeps tens of thousands of Palestinians from their jobs in Israel. Israel has repeatedly delayed its withdrawal from the West Bank town of Hebron. And Palestinian anger rose sharply this week when Israel announced it will build thousands of new homes in Jewish settlements while demolishing a social club used by the handicapped, saying it was built illegally. Palestinian analysts say the fact that the demolition was in East Jerusalem, which they see as the future capital of a Palestinian state, forced them to respond. The Palestinian Legislative Council met yesterday in Ramallah. Dr. Mahdi Abdul Hadi, the head of a Palestinian think tank, says even Arafat's supporters gave him an ultimatum.
People are depending on you as a leader to lead them. If you don't lead them for such confrontation now with such a government, you are not a leader. And we will not support you. And this is the dilemma of Mr. Arafat. And that's how we see him very clearly accepting the challenge and the invitation for confrontation.
The next stage in that confrontation comes tomorrow. Arafat has called for a mass march to the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem's Old City despite the Israeli closure. Israeli soldiers are on alert to stop Palestinians who don't have permits from entering Jerusalem. And many on both sides are concerned that the march could be the catalyst for what everyone is fearing, renewed violence. I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.